John chapter 10, verses 7 through 30. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." There was again a division among the Jews because of these words. Many of them said, "He has a demon and is insane. Why listen to him?" Others said, "These are not the words of one who is oppressed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" At the time of the Feast of Dedication, at that time the Feast of the Dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me. But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is God's word. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it is again a blessing, a joyous thing to gather in your name, to worship you, to declare your praises, to declare that you are the God who is mighty to save. You are the God who rules over all the earth. God, you are a righteous judge. As the Psalms say, one who feels indignation every day, that you, Lord, are righteous and you recognize our sin, our rebellion against you, and that you are the Holy One who rules over heaven and earth, and yet you, Lord, have loved us with an everlasting love, and you have called people to yourself. You have given us your Son, Jesus, who is the good shepherd. So may we know him more closely now, more personally, more in depth in our souls and in the depth of our being, our identity, who we are as people. May we find our strength, our hope, our comfort, and our purpose in you, Lord. We ask these things in your name. Amen.